Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm just looking something up. Okay, so today we're doing Afrofuturism.
Hold on, you said we're doing something else, but we do Afrofuturism then?
Yes, we are. Okay. Don't even go there.
I won't. Didn't.
So we're not doing what we said we would do because, you know, things happened and nerves are frayed. So we're going to do Afrofuturism, which is not a genre. It's an aesthetic.
Oh.
Ah!
So, wait, what's the defining difference?
Well, that's right. I just looked it up. I realized, how do I describe aesthetic?
Can you take an aesthetic or do you rub it on or what do you do?
Take two. Call me in the morning.
Well, is it administered to you?
A set of principles underlying the work of a particular artist or artistic movement.
A set of principles underlying the
work of a particular, artist.
Okay.
So it means beauty or appreciating beauty, right? But obviously,
that's a cooler word for genre.
Different people will have, you know, a grouped conception of beauty to them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So like Afrofuturism, I guess because it's, the music's actually multiple genres, jazz, funk, R&B, soul, hip-hop. And it's also, used in literature, poetry, photography, visual art. So that's why it's an aesthetic.
It's like a bigger, idea.
It's big.
Of what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm getting an idea of what you mean.
Yeah. I just realized like it's a word, aesthetic, and I just couldn't even,
get
around it.
I see what you're saying.
But you can see it.
Yes, I can touch it and see it. Okay. So Afrofuturism, it was named in 1993, but some of the artists that they talk about in the music industry that sort of are Afrofuturists, Sun Ra and Funkadelic, are in the 70s. So basically you think African Americans and space.
Okay.
Anything sci-fi, space.
It's so interesting because some of the songs you selected, they are not all this band or people's music fit into that genre.
That's right.
But then they're like, "Oh, I'm just gonna pop over to space."
That's
for a
right.
Bit.
So you can play with
pop into space
Afrofuturism as one of the many influences on your art.
Of course, because I guess funk was really sort of growing and ballooned and funk. Oh, can you imagine funk ballooning? That's good. And around the same time as space travel.
Yeah, that's right. And it was putting black people in space, because for a long time, I mean, maybe some of you youngins think the world has always been nice with black stormtroopers and everything, but, outer space it was just always white people in the novels and
white people from
films.
The military, yeah.
So they're sort of, it's a black future that they're in, but it's blackified.
Right.
And that's why you get Parliament Funkadelic with, spaceships landing on stage, really bad ones with like fake smoke and stuff.
Didn't matter, but they're invested in it. They stuck to the message. That's the thing. It's like, no, that's terrible. What a terrible looking spaceship. Wow, but look how into it they are.
Should we go into the first song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So we're kicking it off with Jazz We've Got.
With Sun Ra?
No. Oh, sorry. I've gone into Tribal Quest.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Triple gold guzzle.
Spacey, electronic future.
And Q-Tip, who's the main vocalist there.
What a voice.
What a voice. And actually, and not too dissimilar to like your Bootsies or your George Clinton sort of delivery as well.
Yeah. Smooth. Constant. And I guess the whole thing with this sort of alternative hip hop that his band gets called, it's like, no, that's hip hop. People don't imagine that hip hop or black music would be a certain way, so they have to put it in a box instead of saying, no, it's all like,
I love this. I love this sort of era when with your Daisy Age, De La Soul, what's the other one I'm thinking of there? Your Blackalicious there, and your sort of Arrested Development first couple of albums.
Yeah. So that's right. It was so big. Why is it an offshoot? It's the thing, but it's that's what Afrofuturism.
But maybe that's part of like it being bands picking just to do it sometimes.
That's why Afrofuturism is important, because people still aren't associating black people with those things. So when they do it, they have to name it instead of saying, black people and space and technology and science fiction are just as natural as any other people, but they have to put themselves in there. It's the the consensual hallucination we call the future through black speculative fiction.
Whoa,
that's good. I'm jealous of that.
The future is a consensual hallucination.
Mm. I'm happy with that too.
Wow.
I know, right?
Maybe fucking hallucinate no flat tires on the way to work would be good.
So you get past, present, and future. You might get old, you know, like Egypt, you know. But then there's that, you know, Egypt is the future, and then it's aliens as well. You know, you get that weird angle of it.
Yeah. Ancient aliens. Yeah.
Robots, cosmology. So like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
You know, they had all
even
those spaces.
Even Commodore sort of went there for a wee bit in a weird way, eh?
Yeah. Outcast. Altians, you know, because they're aliens from Latin. And yeah, so there's a lot of symbolism.
Just so we're clear, for people who don't know a lot about music, Outkast, the band, aren't actual aliens.
Well, some of these people say they are.
Who are you to make that
Not
judgment?
Them, but
I think Andre 3000's an alien. But
we're
going
to play an artist that does say they are. And apparently Lil Wayne says he is.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's just an alien. He's just off his tits.
No, he's an alien and you're being prejudiced.
Should we move on to the next next
an alien
turn?
Yeah. Cough, sir.
Next up, we've got Thundercat.
Okay.
Who?
He could be an alien.
He's so sweet, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't hang out with him in the radio station like you guys.
Either.
And like
I don't hang out with him in the radio station either.
And, you know.
He seems sweet.
Look, look at you. You've really gone. Yeah, you've gone cuddly.
I like him. He's cuddly. Well, I don't know if he is, but he seems nice. So this is Lone Wolf and Cub, which...
Aw. Lone Wolf and Cub. Aw.
There you go.
It's like me.
Are you a bear or a cub?
I was just thinking about me and my son just rocking around.
So what are the elements that make this futurism?
This song?
Mm.
Well, he steps out of what... sort of, you know, jazz or hip-hop and mix it up and you get your, you know, purposely electrified sounding sounds, you know, you're not trying to... And I guess...
I guess it would be fair to say that they take risks with the electronics as well, like they do some pretty, you know, they really sort of push them to the extent, you know, they bring it right in front of the mix or they'll, you know, sort of just write the song right in the middle of a part of the song.
Absolutely.
Like,
And it's funny because they're playing off like the sort of racist stereotype that like white people are rational and electronic and black people are like of the body and free. And they're
tribal,
like, and they're like, no, dude, we invented techno.
Yeah. There's that. Yeah.
You know, Planet Rock, Soul Sonic Force, you know, like, but yeah, so they're trying to dismiss that people still have that or else they're doing the yin yang and combining both. Yeah, we do have soul and heart and feeling, but we also have technology and we're sort of bringing that together.
It doesn't seem to promote a lot of anger.
The song's got a lot of collaborators on it as well. It's got Monopoly, who I actually don't know. Do you guys know?
No.
Flying Lotus, Herbie Hancock, and Miguel Atwood Ferguson.
Oh, Herbie. You know, you can hear a lot of spacey electronica in his set. Yeah.
Same with Flying Lotus.
Yeah,
massively.
Absolutely.
Even Flying Lotus's performances are quite like...
He might be. I think he could be alien.
He's definitely...
I think time for all the aliens actually out there to just put their hands up and let us know. I think we're all cool with it. Just...
We are all cool.
But think about Grace Jones. I mean, really, where
alien.
Is she from?
Alien.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Mm.
Solange. I mean, people talk about Janet Jackson, but, you know, maybe the whole family.
was definitely an alien.
But, you know, the Janet and Michael Scream video, you know, all that space and technology.
I mean, does it make you an alien if you just are into space and technology, though? I'm not sure it does.
No.
I think you need to embrace space and technology.
You can be an earthling.
I guess I was wanting
to visit aliens.
Yeah, I think it's the be ready. Be ready that if you're getting picked up, that you're okay with it.
You're prepared. You call them.
You're prepared to shake off the shackles of this.
But it's also black people feeling like aliens in their own society and being treated as, you know, not normal, not right, you know, not standard human. God, you know, we still get that when people say New Zealanders do this. I'm like. You're meaning not everyone, you know, we don't realize that constant, and so that's why this sort of play with aliens, they're like, you've made me feel not like the average, the normal.
Like the other.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it's a way of rising above all that daily confusion and stress and confrontation.
Oh yeah, know? It's a positive poetic and response. Just,
and
absolutely.
Just, and I am up there. Yeah. I'm vibing there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the spirit soul cosmology. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not angry. Like it might be based in like, you know, feeling of you know, alienation, but.
Who's this?
This is Sun Ra. Love and
Aspects. Interesting cat.
Now, he is from Saturn.
Yeah, yeah. He will argue the point he's from Saturn.
This right? is Love and Outer Space, which I just think for a title of a track is.
You know, he was born in 1914.
Wow.
For some reason, in my mind, he wasn't that old, you know? He wasn't. I mean, he's passed now, but.
Yeah. But he was a very interesting cat, wasn't he? I mean, I need to know a wee bit about Sun Ra, and he's. Yeah, I almost feel like I'm opening a book of magical spells if I listen to Sun Ra. You know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit. This is the thing.
So he's
this
the iconic.
Chess has just built up an image of a man who is a self-confessed pharaoh.
So he's the iconic Afrofuturist. He's where you would start with any sort of, delve into the mind of Afrofuturism.
I think if you were going to make a modern equivalent, genius, but in a different genre, he's sort of a Lee Scratch Perry almost, isn't he?
People have put him, you're right, he has been on people's list. For me, it would be Janelle Monáe, but that's me.
She's so cool.
The whole aesthetic that you were talking about at the start, the bright colours and the gowns and the skylines and all that stuff on the album covers.
Absolutely, that's just
they're
as
so
much
great.
Part of it.
Yeah.
As the
all
visuals.
All
sort
of stuff needs to be airbrushed on bands.
Yeah, so anything with, you know, spacesuits and like Egyptian headdresses.
Animated eyes, the third eyes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it
get
shows
ready.
You
get ready for the future.
Past,
let's go.
Present, and future, you know, the, is the eye the future? Is it the past? You know, it's ancient, but it's cosmology. But, you know, why do we think of space as the future? It's been here the whole time.
But of all the music that we've played so far, this one sounds the least spacey, I think. Or does it?
Yeah, it depends.
It's not electronic.
Yeah.
But he was a big synth player, like, you know, in earlier, you know, bringing that sort of jazz funk into synth.
Yeah, the artwork that goes with these artists is just so cool.
Sunrise in outer space. There's a lot of up and coming, so, you know, I think I normally associated it with more 70s and 80s, even though I know there's modern artists, but when I'm looking up, there's a lot of up and coming African-based artists now dealing with it. You know, they're playing with it. Africa, you know, thought of as backward and past, but yet, you know, they have, you know, having the oldest civilizations, and they're playing with space and technology and future. And so it's like still a movement, and there's people working in it. Like apparently.
Apparently,
Frank Ocean.
He's got a bit of a tickle of that.
And his use of orange, right? You know, for the album. Apparently, that's related to synesthesia. You know, the sound color of one of his important memories.
Yes, I was learning about that last night.
Synesthesia.
Went to a seminar about such things last night.
Can you spell synesthesia?
S y n e s. T h a s I a.
You know what? I introduced my dad to ASMR on the weekend. It was so hilarious.
Do you know that is Tess?
Yes.
Do you?
She's young. Bit, yeah. They know.
She's a little bit embarrassed, I think, because she had a face I've never known to talk about that. Are you a fan?
No. I mean, I'm not a fan.
Do you mind? I don't think you're a fan.
Each to their own.
If I got a comb and we...
But yeah, seeing his mind blown, like, what? That's a thing? But yeah, synesthesia. I don't know if ASMR is that for futurists.
That's a thing.
Oh gosh,
I think it's a bit of a thing for some people.
Ooh, guys, please.
Oh, let's do ASMR next week.
Shall we? Come on, let's do that. Come on.
Okay. So that was Afrofuturism.
You can eat your cereal. You can eat your cereal next week on.
I think you do that anyway. Don't you? Good job.
Good job, everybody.
Okay, Afrofuturism, highly recommend.
Beautiful.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
If you're going to go in the three artists who you go to those three, would you? Sun Ra, Tribe Called Quest, and...
And Thundercat. But, you know, you could also have Funkadelic, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, we actually played a Funkadelic song the other day.
Sure did.
Yeah,
One Nation under our groove, y'all.
Yeah, Cosmic Slop.
Something to contribute there, call it before the good doctor goes?
I do. I think it would be highly appropriate to hear one whole Sun Ra track in its entirety, seeing as we didn't listen to any others in their entirety, and he is the Don.
He is the Don, but also his songs do go on. And so Breakfast has got to roll on as well, my friend. We can Sun Ra another day.
All right.
Okay.
The sun's looking good.
The sun is looking great today. And so are you.
To top off that segment, someone
thank
said that ASMR is G-R-O-S-S. Gross.
So there you go.
Oh. Gross.
Oh, that's Mikey's hair.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.